These days, much of Iraq is a no-go zone for Western journalists, and that means the voices of individual Iraqis are not often heard in the U.S. But in New York, a young Iraqi-American actor is giving voice to Iraqis in a new play. It's called Nine Parts of Desire. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from New York.
It is a solo performance. Heather Rufo transforms herself into nine Iraqi women. For 10 years, she's researched the characters, wanting to bring them to life for an American audience. Now, the war in Iraq has created an audience that wants to listen.
I cannot choose to leave Iraq.
There is Layal, the acclaimed painter who collaborates with Saddam's regime.
Most Americans, they are not so attached this way. They are not tied to each other or to anyone.
Then Samura, a mischievous child who reveals family secrets.
They will arrest me now for this, and I am sure to die.
Huda, the sophisticated exile who remembers.
Their way, I promise you, their way, it's to torture the people close to you. Now, that is how they do it.
And a character simply named the American, who rarely leaves her New York apartment.
Is one of them you, the woman who sits and watches television? Is that partly you?
She's more neurotic than I am. I'm happy to say I'm not that neurotic, but the nuts and bolts of it are about me, about my family's names.
Rufo grew up in Michigan. Her extended family welcomed her to Iraq, became some of the characters, and opened doors to others.
I know I'm serving something that's just much bigger than myself. I want to feel like on some level I'm giving voice to Iraqis that aren't here to say it themselves to Americans.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Manhattan Ensemble Theater and this performance of Nine Parts of Desire.
On stage, soft light comes through a window grate in a pattern common in the Middle East. Sandbags serve as protection in an embattled home, the seating in a painter's studio. The characters speak of suffering and endurance, a complex view that does not end with easy answers.
You have somebody that's desperate for the war to happen, glad it happened, and then another woman saying, God, how could you be here? I don't want freedom. And I think that the audience can identify with both of them.
Rufo transforms herself on stage. A black cloak becomes an enveloping chador, a painter's smock, the long twisted braid of Samura. Filled with the nervous energy of a housebound girl, Samura does not go to school anymore because Baghdad is too dangerous.
I know I am not stupid. Now, I found my father's notebooks hiding under the floor upstairs.
The notebooks reveal an innocent comment by Samura at school led to her father's arrest.
I have not seen him since I was 7. Mama, she thought after the war with America, he might come home, but nobody seen him. Actually, I cried today too when I saw Papa Saddam on TVs because he stole my father.
Samura. She's based on a handful of people. She's partly based on myself when I was in Iraq at 4, and she's also sort of based on some girl cousins.
Layal the painter is based on an artist favored by Saddam's regime, complicit in its crimes. The stage direction says Layal has a killer smile.
I'm afraid to be alone. Now, I don't want freedom. I mean, to be alone, I don't care for it. I like protection.
The play has been extended through January. Rufo believes audience interest spiked after the recent presidential elections.
I do sense that when they come to see the play, that it's like, okay, 4 more years. What do we need to know? Because this is not going to change anytime soon.
Or change anytime soon for her own extended family. Rufo ends her performance by calling out their names. 45 cousins, aunts and uncles, who are not on stage in New York, but enduring in Iraq. Deborah Amos, NPR News, New York.